The kinematics and excitation of infrared water vapor emission from planet-forming disks, results from spectrally resolved surveys and guidelines for JWST spectra, by Andrea Banzati et al. This work presents water emission spectra at wavelengths covered by JWST 2.9 to 12.8 as spectrally resolved with high resolving powers R equals 30,000 to 100,000 using ground-based spectrographs. Two new surveys with ISHELL and VISIR are combined with previous spectra from CRIRES and TEXES to cover parts of multiple row vibrational and rotational bands observable within telluric transmission bands, for a total of 85 disks and approximately equals 160 spectra. The general expectation of a range of regions and excitation conditions traced by infrared water spectra is for the first time supported by the combined kinematics and excitation as spectrally resolved at multiple wavelengths. The main findings from this analysis are, 1, water lines are progressively narrower going from the row vibrational bands at 2 to 9 to the rotational lines at 12, and partly match a broad BC and narrow NC emission components, respectively, as extracted from row vibrational CO spectra, 2, rotation diagrams of resolved water lines from upper level energies of 4000-9500K show curvatures indicative of optically thick emission, approximately equals 10 to the power of 18 cm2, from a range of excitation temperatures, approximately equals 800-1100 kelvins. 3. The new 5 spectra demonstrate that slab model fits to the rotational lines at greater than 10 strongly overpredict the row vibrational emission bands at this was the kinematics and excitation of infrared water vapor emission from planet-forming disks, results from spectrally resolved surveys and guidelines for JWST spectra, by Andrea Banzati et al.